Today's daf is daf Lamed Daled. So I got to the last five lines of Lamed Gimel Beis. The Gemara says, Darish Maremar Kunya. Kunya Rashi explains to some type of clay charis, an earthenware that has a metzupa be'ever. It's some type of glaze inside. So the Loch is, says the Gemara, Bein Uchma, Bein Chivur, whether it's black or whether it's white, Bein Yeruka, whether it's green, Shari, all these types of kalim that are glazed, earthenware, pottery, that's permitted. You could buy it from the kalim of the Kochavim, and you're allowed to use it. So the Gemara asks, why is it different than Chametz on Pesach, which we have Dibay Minei Maremar? They ask the question that's not so clear, that honey, money, dukunya, these types of kalim that are made with glazed earthenware, Mao Lashemushe Behu Bepischa, you're allowed to use them on Pesach. And the Gemara explains, Yeroka Loti Bailacha, when it comes to the green earthenware, was never Shaila, Dimitsarfe Ubale Vasiri. Rashi explains mitzarfe that they mix together with some type of dirt and mud, which allows it to absorb more. So that's vaday going to be aser on Pesach. You can't use it; it's a chametz in it. And kitibari lecha, the only suffix with respect to Pesach was chivari v'uchmi, white and black earthenware. My, what's the answer? What's the suffix here? Ki isbu kartufne, when they have cracks in them, lo tibari lecha, that was never shaila devadei bali vasiri. If there are cracks in the earthenware, then it certainly does absorb, and there's no way of extracting it, it's usr. Ki tibari lecha, the only shaila was dishei, if the earthenware, the glazed earthenware is smooth, there are no cracks, if it's black or white, that was the whole shaila, samai. So what's the halacha? And so the Gemara answers onto Lamedal Omar Luhu Ona Chazina Luhu. I saw the Midaisi. Midaisi Rashi explains on the top of Lamedal it is Mazin de Dafneim. The walls would sweat. Mivchutz Machmas Bliusan. It would from the outside they'd see the liquid would be being extracted from the outside. And the Kevan de Midaisi Vade Bali Vasir. So since it's something sweating from it, something's being extracted from it, it must have absorbed some of the liquid. And once it absorbs some of the liquid, it's usher forever, because my taima, HaTorah Ha'ida al Klei Charis, the Torah had already testified that earthenware, She'ena Yotze Midei Dofnom Liolam, that earthenware is unique in that it's able to absorb, but you cannot remove all the blios that are inside. So the Rashi just explained here, the source of this, HaTorah Ha'ida, Dechsiv, it says, with respect to a klei charis, it says yishaver, you have to break it. Why can't you just why can't you kasher it? Dein latara elashvir. There is no way of cleaning it. The only way to get around a klei charis that's absorbed is breaking it. You can't use it anymore. So how come when it comes to chametz, we say it's usser, you can never extract it. Maishnam yayin nesach. So how come yayin nesach, the darishlu we just learned above, mare mar kulo mani de kunya shari. So how come, what's the difference? So that's the shaila. When it came to yayin nesach, we said no matter whether it's black, white, or green, it's all permitted. Pesach, it's usser. The only case that would be mutter, we said, was a situation, all cases we said was usser. The suffix was only by a smooth white and black, and even that we paskin was usser. So why? What's the difference between yayin nesach and chametz? The Gemara answers: v'chi teima chametz deraisa yayin nesach derbanim. We're talking about chametz is a more severe iser. It's an iser deraisa, of course. Chametz yayin nesach that we're referring to is not the yayin nesach of deraisa. We're talking about stam yenim, which they said you can't drink any wine that was touched by a goy, even though they didn't necessarily use it for their avodah zarah. That's only a derabanan. So that's why we're more lenient by yayin nesach, and you can use it whether it's green, black, or white, kalim of glazed earthenware. So that should be the difference. The Gemara says, can't be. V'ha, we have a klal, kol de tikkun rabanan k'ein deraisa tikkun. Whenever Chachamim made an institution, they made a takana, it was always modeled after the deraisa. So since on a deraisa level, it would be us, if yayin nesach was deraisa, if we're talking about that type of yayin nesach, so then the stam yenam, which is derabanan, should have the same exact halacha. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? And the Gemara answers a very important yesod when it comes to kashering kalim in general. Zeh tashmisho b'chamin, zeh tashmisho b'tzonin. The chametz was used in these earthenware pots and pans with heat, and you need heat. Heat is the primary source that's needed in order to absorb, cause the iser to absorb. So since the chametz was heated up in these kalim, it gets embedded in the walls. As opposed to the yayin nesach, it's always cold, so therefore there is no blios, and that's why you're allowed to use it. And for this reason, that if a person goes, let's say, to a restaurant, you're allowed to use a kalim that are actually cold because nothing can get absorbed. It's brought down in the Taz. If you go to, he says, don't make a habit out of this, but if you're going to an inn and you need to use utensils, you can use utensils as long as everything that you're using is cold. I mean, even though they may have used it for hot, if you're not using it for hot, nothing could come out of it either. So nothing could go in without heat, and nothing could come out either without heat. Glass is unique. Glass is a machlokas too. A machlokas is whether glass is able to absorb ever. So whenever you go, certainly we say when you go to a bar or wherever you're getting a drink, you could use their glass with whatever kosher drink they're putting in there. There is no chashash. But when anything was used with heat, and now you're using it with heat, so then that's going to be an isser of the blios. Look at the top tosis here for a second. She'ena yotze mide dofno li'olam. That the blios that are absorbed embedded in the walls never comes out. So it asks Tosos Tema, Nadrinu Likivshonos, why don't you just put them into the ovens and melt the klecheres and have it refashion it, remold it? Kedamar Reperk Dam Chatas Bizvachim, Daf Tzadivav, Gavi Klecheres Shel Mikdash, where they said the same suggestion. When the kalim that were made of klecheres in the base of Mikdash, they threw them into the oven and then remolded it, and then that was kosher. And Mishane, the Gemara says, so why didn't they do this in the Beis HaMikdash? Because there was a technical problem in the Beis HaMikdash, She'ein Osin Kivshonos B'Yushalayim. They don't make any of these big types of ovens in Yushalayim, so there's just no way to have that process in the Beis HaMikdash. Ha lav hachi, had that not been the concern of not making kivshonos in Yushalayim, idea chazara b'kivshon yotze. So outside of Yushalayim, we should allow a person to take his klecheres, melt it in the kivshonos, and then and refashion it, and that would be a way of kashering it. How come the Gemara says she'enu yotze midei dofno liolam? So the answer is Rabbeinu Tam, the ein zenech shav yotze. That's not called being yotze. That's another way of kashering it. It's not really kashering it. The adraba kli acher chashvinon upanin chadashas bolakan. This is a completely new kli. It's not a kashering an old kli. You just made a brand new kli, and the history you kind of erased, you deleted, you reset at the bottom. It's a whole another kli, and nothing to talk about here. The rest is also interesting. I'm not going to read through it, but it's interesting those who want to read it. Look weiter down the Gemara. The Gemara asks a question, appears in Maseches Tainis as well, around 8 lines down. Rabbi Kiva Ikla Le Ginzak, he once visited the city called Ginzak, Boy Mine, they asked him the following Shaila. Misanin L'shal, so ain Misanin L'shal. So are you allowed to fast for hours, or can you not fast for hours? What does that mean? So Rashi explains here, 5 lines down, L'shal says, Kigon Shekibel Alav Tainis Mishesh Shos Ulamala. A person took upon himself the 6th hour in the day. It's already noon. He says, you know what? I may as well fast the rest of the day. Umihu lo tam klum mitchila kayom. He didn't taste anything. He was so busy working or learning, he didn't eat a thing. Now it's midday. He says, you know what? I may as well just finish the rest of the day as a tainis. Aval lo l'shem tainis niskavin b'rishona. He didn't have kavana fasting in the morning. He was just too busy to eat. He says, may as well finish off the day. So he says, now at this point, I'm being makabel the rest of the day as a tainis. Is that considered tainis? In which case, he's not allowed to eat? Or no, it doesn't work. You can't do half-day tainises. Even though he wanted to, it's not chal. And if he wanted to change his mind at 4 o'clock to eat, he would be allowed to change and eat 4 o'clock. Is that type of Kabbalah a good Kabbalah or not? I'm not reading through, but the next Tosafot Misanin is also interesting. Tosafot is about general dinim of tainios. Either way, that was a shaila they asked Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva answers, Lahava b'yade, he did not know the answer to this question. Look at Tosafot for a second, Rabbi Akiva Ikla Leginzak. Tosafot writes, Perish Rashi b'per kama de tainis, de garis mar ukva. Not Rabbi Akiva, mar ukva is the girsa. Dechas v'shom shir Rabbi Akiva lahaya mistapik. It would be impossible. The Rabbi Akiva would not know the answer to this question. The other questions he didn't know the answer to, I'm sure. But this particular one, I guess, seems so obvious that there's no way he didn't know the answer. V'od, ki ha'haya lo l'talmud l'avia b'lashin b'raisa. Rabbi Akiva was a Tana, so it should say Blashen Brisa, not just a statement of Rabbi Akiva, since it didn't give the proper Tanya into it. It must be Mar Ukva. Tosa says not such a problem. Mihu Holo Kasha, the second one's not so problematic, I guess. The Harbin Makomos, we have many places Matzino Shemaskir Maisi Rabbi Akiva B'Kiyotzibo, and we don't mention Tanya, so that itself is not a raya that it wasn't Rabbi Akiva himself. But maybe the first problem that Rabbi Akiva wouldn't know the answer, that might be problematic, and maybe it should be Mar Ukva. So anyways, the Gemara says, they ask another question to him. They wanted to know, kan konim shel ovdei kochavim asurin o mutarim. Are the bottles of non-Jews, are they usur because they use them with yai nesach, or is it mutter? And again, lo hava biyada, he didn't know the answer. And the third shaila, they asked him, bema shimesh Moshe kol shivas yimei hamiluim. What did Moshe Beinu wear during shivas yimei hamiluim? We spoke about the Mishkan yesterday in the Parsha, so we're in these Parshas now. What did he wear during the 7 days of putting together the Mishkan? Again, lo hava biyada, he didn't know the answer to that one. Look at Rashi here for the Moshe. What exactly is referring to wearing the bigdei kuna? So Rashi says lo nishtamesh bigdei kuna. He definitely didn't wear the bigdei kuna. Dichsev asisa bigdei kodesh la'aron achicha v'hu aya zar etzlan. Moshe Beno was a zar, and there's an iser for a zar to wear bigdei kuna. So that wasn't the shiloh whether he wore bigdei kuna or not bigdei kuna. But piadibor shimesh v'lo huska begadim. Didn't mention what he wore, not whether he's wearing big day kuna or not, some other clothing. Did he wear regular street clothes? Did he wear something fancy, something white? That was the shaila according to Rashi. Tosfos says, if you look at Dibur Maskil B'mesh Shimesh Moshe Kol Shiva Shimeh HaMiluim, halfway down the wide lines, Rashi says, Tosfos quotes Rashi, Perisha Kunchus. The Moshe lo nishtamesh big day kuna duchsiv la'aron l'chicha v'hu haya zar etzlan. Moshe was a zar, he was a non-Kohen. The Kasha, Leman damar perak tivol yom bezvachim daf kuf aleph. It says there that Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom kohen gadol haya. He was a kohen gadol. V'nishtamesh bepikuna gadula arba'im shana. He wore the big day kohen gadol all 40 years. Ulufizeh hayatarch lishal b'mesh shimesh kol mem shana. So according to that, the Gemara should have asked what he wear all 40 years, not the 7 days only. All 40 years he was a kohen gadol. You can't give the answer what the Gemara is about to give in a second. That was talking about a white cloth, shein ba'imr, that there is no lip to it. The lashon bekuna gadolah mashma b'shmona begadim k'kohen gadol. The Yeshlomer says Tosfos, the shivasi me'amiluim dafka ibayi. The only shaila was during the 7 days prior to the building of the Mishkan, the completion of the Mishkan. Shadai lo neskachu bigdei kuna, where it wasn't yet, they did not yet sanctify the bigdei kuna. That was the only shaila, k'dichsev ha'azasa al aron v'al begadav, only after the Mishkan was put up finally. But during the 40 years, according to the one who thinks that Moshe was a kohen gadol, in Echanami, he did wear the bigdei kuna gadola. It was only before the building of the Mishkan was it the shaila. However, Harav Yaakov Moralin's perish dafilu niskachu, even if the big day kuna were ready niskadesh during the shivas yimei miluim, because makom kol shivas yimei miluim shaya Moshe mamid mishkan umefarko. All 7 days Moshe would build the mishkan, he would take it down. Hayonechshav kimo bama. It was only considered like a bama, not like a real mizbeach and a real mishkan. Ve'ein big day kuna bibama. You don't wear big day kuna when offering karbanos in the bama. So that was the shaila. So again, there are 2 days in Tosfos whether the big day kuna were niskadesh already prior to the mishkan. That was part of the suffix here. And number two is what was the status of the mishkan during shivas yimei miluim? Was it a din of a real mishkan and mizbeach, or was it a din of simply a bama? Okay, Gemara now says, Asa shall be Majasha. So they went to the base medrash to ask these three questions that Mar Ukva or Rabbi Kiva didn't know. Amri, they answered him, Hilchasa misanin l'shalos. A person can take upon himself a fast the remaining part of the day. Vim hishlim, if he does complete the fast, mispal tfias tainis, he does say tfias tainis, which is anenu, he does say anenu. V'hilchasa kan konim sha'ovde kochavim la'achid beis chodesh mutarim. After 12 months, after a year, those kalim are mutar. And b'mesh shimesh Moshe shivas yimei milum, what did he wear during those 7 days prior to the building of the Mishkan? B'chalak lavan, a white cloth, or a kittel of some sort. Rivkana masni b'chalak lavan shein ba'imra, a white cloth that didn't have a lip to it. That's what he wore. Oh, yeah, that's what they said. This is the source for wearing kittel?
Yeah.
Who says that? On the side there it says it? On my side. Okay, very good. So Gemara now says, the last narrow line, HaChatzonim HaZagim Sheol DeKochavim. So the Mishnah had said when it came to the peel and the pits of the non-Jewish grapes, so it's Aser to eat them, it's Aser to have Hana. That was Divrei Rebbe Meir. Chacham said, if they're still moist, it's Aser, but if they're already dry, it's Mutter. Tanir Rabbanan, Hachatanim Vazagim, Sheovdi Kochavim, Lahen Lachin Asurin, Yveshim Mutarim, that we saw in the Mishnah. If they're moist, they're Asur. If they're dry, they're Mutter. Hey Ninu Lachin, Hey Ninu Yveshim. How do we define moist versus dry? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, Lachin Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, all 12 months from its, the taking off the tree, the vines, that's considered Lachin. Yveshim is Lachin Yud Beis Chodesh after 12 months, then they're already considered dry. I meant to mention, in light of this Yud Beis Chodesh, I wanted to learn today's daf in the week, Lila Nishmas Devora Shira Chaya Bas Yaakov Leif. Okay. A friend of ours has just lost his wife. In a few hours from now, I'll be burying her in Eretz Yisrael. So the Neshama Shavaliyah. So this week we should learn Lila Nishmas her. Okay, the Gemara now says, Itmar, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Yochanan, Kishen Asurin, Asurin Afilu Bahana. And when they're Asur, these 12 months that the grapes and seeds and peels are Asur, it's Asur Afilu Bahana. And when they're Kishen Mutarn, when it's Mutter, when they're dry, they're Mutarn, Mutarn Afilu Bahachila. You're allowed to even eat them once they've dried. So Gemara says, Amar Reb Zvid, Hai Durdia. Durdia, Rashi says, Shemarim, the sediment of the wine, the Chamra Darmai, the sediment of a non-Jewish processed wine, Basar, Tresar, Yarche, Shasa, Shari, after 12 months, a full year, they're permitted. Amar Reb Chaviva, similarly, Bered, Rava, Hane, Gulfi, these types of jugs of the non-Jews, Basar, Tresar, Yarche, after 12 months, Shata, after 12 months, a full year, Shari, they're permitted. And Amar Rav Chaviva Hani Avta, which Rashi says are leather canteens, the toy that were used by the Arabs, Basa Tresa Yarcha Shata, after 12 months, a full year, Shari, they're also permitted. And Amar Rav Achav Rei Derav Ika, Hani Purtsani Darmani, which Rashi says, Psolos Shalanovim, the waste of the grapes that were used by the non-Jews, also Basa Tresa Yarcha Shata, are Shari, they're also permitted after a year. And finally, Amar Rav Achav Rei Derav Hani Gulfi, these jugs that are Shchimi, Uchmi, which are earthenware made, and they are black. So these are also going to be Basa Tresar Yarchishata. Sorry, after 12 months, a full year, they're going to be permitted as well. Okay, Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, Marais, in the Rashi told us was fish oil. So fish oil, according to Rabbi Meir, was Asr to eat in Asr Bana, and Chachamim said it's Asr in Bachila, but it's Mutter Bana. So Gemara quotes a brisa to clarify. Tanu Rabbanan. Morais, Murias, Uman, if it's made by a professional, so it's Mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Af Chilak Uman is Mutter. So what's a Chilak, what's a Murias, what's the difference? Rashi explains here three lines down. Murias Uman shall ove kochavim Uman, a professional fish oil maker, Mutter, you're allowed to buy from him and eat it. Umuryash lo of the midagim tamem. They don't make it from non-kosher fish. That's just how it was done. Umishim chamra de kasrin alei, and the concern that they may have poured some wine in this mixture. Vuman lo rami bechamra. A uman, a professional, wouldn't pour wine into this fish oil. Kin mefarish vazil. We're going to see in a bit. The nafish shumne pam rishon visheni mekalka luchamra. There's enough fat, enough natural fat in oil. You don't need to put wine in. In fact, the wine is going to ruin it. So since we trust that they're professionals, and professionals don't ruin it by putting a dog tame in it. There's no tame fish. And also wine would ruin it as well. You're allowed to buy from them. So then, what's chilek, Rashi says? Min dagim torim, it's a type of kosher fish. V'sultana shaman, that's what it's called. Kidim mefarish lakame bepirkam. Ubekatnuso, when they're very small, these fish, ain lo snap here v'kaskesh. They don't have the fins, they don't have the scales, so they appear as if they are not kosher. However, the osir legadil achesman, after some time, they're going to grow fins and scales, making them kosher. V'amrino lakama, we'll see, daf lamates, chilek shel ovdi kachavim osir, also, mindogim katanim v'nimchar harbe biyachem. You can't buy these small fish before the fins and scales from non-Jews. Umipnei ma aser, why is it aser? If they're eventually going to grow the fins and scales, they're kosher fish. Mipnei she'irvunu ola ima dogim tamem, because they mix together non-kosher fish as well, domin law, that are similar to these fish, v'olim ima come up with it. V'hai chilak uman, when it comes to a professional chilak, well, I'm not sure what the English word is for chilak, fisherman or something, came into uman who ubaki b'davar mavdilin heimana, since he doesn't want the non-kosher fish there, he's going to separate and pick the right fried fish, and therefore it's going to be mutter if it comes from a professional. But a Baal Bas who's doing this, we're concerned he wasn't as careful and he may have mixed together non-kosher fish as well. These are one of the concerns, by the way, when certain tuna fish cans, when you buy them, so some are concerned that when they catch a tuna fish, they catch other fish along with them. So that's one of the concerns as it's brought up here as well. We assume there's no concern really. The tuna fish has two concerns. One is they catch other fish with them. Number two is the Bishul Akum Shaila as well. There's a Shaila whether or not the fish we buy is already cooked. You buy it in the tuna can, it's cooked fish already. Who does the cooking? So a non-Jew actually does the cooking. According at least the OU ones, it's done by a non-Jew, I believe. But they say, since it's not Olal Shulchan Olachim, no one's going to ever serve this grade of tuna fish at a fancy meal, so you don't have to worry about Bishakim. Others are more makbid and are careful, other brands, to make sure that it's cooked by a Jew. But anyways, one of the concerns is that non-kosher fish get mixed together with the tuna fish. Okay, Gemara now says, where are we? Tani Avimi Brei Derevi Abohu. Morais Murias Uman Mutter, Hutani Levahum Amarlar, he said this, but he also clarified, he qualified by saying the Pam Rishon Vashani Mutter, but Shlishi's Aser. The first and second time of squeezing out the oil, those are mutter. But by the third time you squeeze out from the fish, that oil is actually going to be Aser. My time, what's the reason for the difference? Pam Rishon Vashani Dinafish Shumnahu Lotarech Lemirma Buchamer. There's enough natural oils there, you don't need to add in, you don't need any supplements. But Mikan Ve'elach, after that, from the third squeezing on, Ramu Buhu Chamer, they're going to put some oil, or rather wine in order to compensate for the lack of oil. So Gemara says, Vaiter now, Hahu Arba de Muryasa, a certain ship was carrying some fish oil. The Asa Linmela de Akko, they brought it to the port of Akko. Osi Rabbi Abba de Minako Nuturia Bahadeh, and Rabbi Abba had appointed a shomer to make sure no one plays around with the food and the produce here, that no one mixes any non-kosher fish or wine here. Amrle Rava, Rava says, now it's interesting that Rava comments here. Rava lived in where? Anyone know where Rava lived? In Bavel. He was one of the Amoraim living in Bavel. So what was he doing in Akko? So if Yaakov Emden proves from this Gemara, we see that even the great Amoraim of Bavel learned in Eretz Yisrael for a period of time, and they went back to Bavel after that. But that's not so clear, because if you look at the Aleph, Hagos Bach says it really should be Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba here, not Rava. And he changed the girsa before as well, because it came Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Abba. Either way, he doesn't have this girsa Rava, because he felt that Rava can't be in Eretz Israel. Rava was living in Bavel. So that's an interesting historical debate. So anyways, Rava came along, or Rabbi Abba came along, and it says, Ahad Ha'idna Ma'natra. So now suddenly that they brought the stuff to Akko, you're going to appoint a shomer, but who is watching the fish oil while it was shipped over on the boat? So Amarle Ad Ha'idna, he explained, up until this point, when he got to the port of Akko, Nechashle, what's the concern here? Laman Nechashle. Imishum dim arvibe chamra. If you think they're going to mix together some wine in the fish oil, they would never do that. Because kista de murias, a certain amount of murias is only beluma, costa luma, but a kista de chamra and the same amount of wine is bedal lume. So they wouldn't use a more expensive wine to replace a cheaper oil. So there's no chashash that they mixed oil, wine in. So the Gemara then says, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says to him, though, but Rabbi Zera, Duma Aidi de Tzur Asu, the Shavichamer. But maybe along the way they passed this area of Tzur, where wine is very cheap, where it actually equals what oil does, and maybe there they swapped it and poured some wine along the way. So Amalei Hasam Ikulo Pshur Ika. There's no way they could have made it to Tzur, because Tzur is surrounded by Ikula, I think they define as whirlpools, and Pshur is melted snow. I don't mean glaciers, frozen snow. It's a hard wet path to get to the Tzur. It wouldn't be worth their travels to go there, so there really is no chashash that any wine was mixed in. Okay. The Gemara now says, the Gvinas Beis Unaiki. That was, we said, the cheese made from this area, that the Gemara, the Mishnah, had said it's Asr. So Amar Reish Lakish Mipnei Ma Asu Gvinas Onaiki. Why is it Asur? Mipnei Shirova Golem Shall Also Ear Nishchatin Lavodas Kochavim. Because most of the calves that came from the city were shechted for Avodah Zarah, and therefore any of the rennet used to create the cheese is going to therefore be Avodah Zarah. So my Irya Rova Golem. How come only Rov? Why? Who cares about majority? Afilu Miyanami. Even if it was a minority of these calves were shechted for Avodah Zarah, that should still be a concern of the cheese produced from these types of rennets. Deha Rabbi Meir, Chayish Lemiuta. Rabbi Meir is the one who's speaking in the Mishnah, and he's the Shita throughout Shas that is always Choshesh for the minority opinion. So the Gemara said, and that my opinion, really a minority of percentages. So e amris rov ikamir e amris rov ikamir. If you say rov, so then there's a miut. But ella e amris miut. If you say the miut is the concern, only a miut uses it for avodah zara. Kevan the ika rova galim de nishchatan levodah zochavim. Since you have a majority that don't shecht for avodah zara. Vikanami shar behemos de nishchatan levodah zochavim. You also have other animals. Not calves, but other animals that are also not shechted. You have sheep and whatever other animals that they don't shech for avodah zarah. So now we don't know where the rena came from. It may have come from a calf, but it could have came from a calf that wasn't for avodah zarah, and it also could have come from a sheep. So therefore, havalei miuta demuta. You have a miut and a miut, two minorities here. Umiuta demuta lo chayish Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would not go so far. If there's one small percentage of 20%, let's say, he's concerned. But if you have two miuts, it's so far fetched. It's almost like a svek sveka, just to use that model. So Rabbi Meir wouldn't go so far. So the only reason why there's a concern from the city is only because a rove of the calves are used for avodah zarah. So Amar Le Rabbi Shimon ben Bar Al Yakim, the Rabbi Shimon Lakish, ki nishchatin lavodah sochav may have it. So even if they do shecht it for avodah zara, what's the big deal? V'ha atu Reish Lakish, aren't you the one who thinks this is shari? That just because you shecht avodah zara, it's not going to be a problem. The Itmar, the Gemara in Chulin quotes, hashochet es a behema lizrok dama lavodah sochavim. If you shecht a animal, in order the shechit itself wasn't avodah zara. It was really the haktara. So if you shecht an animal and on condition that you're going to use the blood for avodah zarah, or lahakta chelba, or you're going to take the fats lavodah chachavim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura, Rabbi Yochanan says it is asur because kasavar mechashvin meavodah lavodah. Meaning even though my machshava is only during shas shechita, and the actual maisa is the zrika, the machshava of shechita can be carried over to the maisa of haktara. I mean, when I did the Haktara, I did the Zrika, I didn't think about Avodah Zarah. My Avodah Zarah thoughts were only during Shas Shechita. But Rabbi Yochanan thinks you can carry over the Shechita's Machshava to the Maisa Zrika Haktara. And because he learned, V'alfinan Chutz Mipnim, just like Mipnim, when it comes to Kadshim, a Machshava during Shechita could disqualify a Maisa of Zrika Haktara for Kadshim, so too B'chutz, so too for Avodah Zarah B'chutz, has the same ability of the Machshava carrying from Avodah to Avodah. But that's all Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. But Reish Lakish Amar Muteris, he thinks you're allowed to. We don't transport a machshava from the Shechita to some other stage. Meaning, so who cares because they did a Shechita for Avodah Zarah of the calves? It doesn't make a difference. The Shechita itself isn't Avodah Zarah. That's only machshava Avodah Zarah. The Mais Haktara, Mais Hazrika is something later on. So Gemara answers, Amar Leah, at least Reish Lakish answers, Tarmincha Shaitcha. Rashi is Yaru Mazlecha, raise your mazla. I don't know what he means by that. Bomer Bigmar Zvicha Hu Avda. No, he did it not in the beginning of the Shechita was the bad machshava, but he had the bad machshava of Avodah Zarah at the end, and it wasn't ready. The end was really a beginning of the Kabbalah and the Zrika. It was part of that process. If you just look at Rashi, the last two narrow lines here, Bomer Bigmar Zvicha Hu Avda. Shechishev al hashchita atma lavodas chachavim. When the individual had in mind to shecht it for avodah zara, v'amar belibo, he said inside his mind, bezvicha zu ovda lavodas chachavim. With this shechita, I'm going to have it served to avodah zara. Ubeha modina demitzar. With this, even Reish Lakish will agree it's aser. Dezvicha havi avodah chashuva kizrika. This, in this type of case, so then avodah, rather the shechita itself, is considered an avodah in its own right, just like the zrika is. So it sounds like, from Reish Lakish, that not that we're carrying over the machshava from avodah, from the shechita, but since you think that the shechita, normally shechita is just a hechsher ba'alma, just a hey'ed, it's a way to get to the zrika. But if you want to give significance and give credence to the shechita itself, and then that shechita can serve as an avodah and will become aser because of avodah zara.
He said, what he meant to ask him, say to him, was in the future you should ask good questions, but this question was...
Okay, interesting. Better luck next time, I guess. Fine. The Gemara now says the two dots, last eight lines of the page or so. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shal Rabbi Yishmael. So this was the interesting back and forth that they had. He asked him about... what was the reason why the Gvina was Aser? And so the Gemara says because they would use the rennet from the stomach of a nevela. And he says, but what about the Ola? Ola is more chamer than the nevela. And still, nonetheless, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would use the Kohanim, would eat from the Ola's rennet. So that was the back and forth. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Achtavoy, he says, Amar Rav HaMikadesh Bifperesh, Shel HaShor Nishkal. A person who wants to marry a woman, not the most romantic way to get married to a woman, but he wants to take all the waste of a Shor Nishkal, a Shor that's destined to be stoned. The Shor killed someone, that they're going to stone him. So he took all the waste of that animal. He said, here, I want to marry you with this bag of waste. So HaMikadesh Bifperesh Shor Nishkal Nikudesh is actually a good Kedushin. However, Bifperesh Egle Avodash Chachavim, if it's the waste of a avodah zarah animal, it doesn't work. So what's the difference? Ibayis ema svar, ibayis ema kra. I'll offer you a svar, I'll offer you a pasuk. Ibayis ema svara gave egle avodas kochavim nichale benafcha. Because when it comes to avodah zarah, the waste is actually significant. It makes it fatter. It makes it more chashiv to give us avodah zarah. So since that was part of the worshipping, the making it look fatter, even the waste has a iser of avodah zarah. But when it comes to Shor Nishkal, you don't care how fat the Shor is, you don't care about the waste, and therefore the waste doesn't participate in any way to the Shor Nishkal, in which case it's Mutter Bana, and you can use it for Kedushin. Alternatively, it could be based on a Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Ksiv Hacha V'lo Yidbach, you shouldn't have anything in your possession. You can't get any hana, even from the waste. You shouldn't get hana from avodah zarah. It's written by the Shor Nishkal. However, the iser is only on the flesh, the meat, but the waste is not the chal iser of Shor Nishkal, and therefore you can get hana and marry a woman using the waste of a Shor Nishkal. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. Have a wonderful day, wonderful week. She pursues Tavos.